This is John Lothian with the daily update of commentary and stories from the first read section of the John Lothian newsletter for June 25th, 2021. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit Eurex.com to learn more about trading MSCI derivatives. We lead off today with the comments and stories from the hits and takes section of JLN. I now have a nice, gentle electric current buzzing through my lower half to help mask the pain signals being sent by my nerves down there. The full impact of the week-long trial does not hit until about Monday, when some of the hidden electric signals will take full effect. The results so far are good, though when I move suddenly, I can get a bit of a jolt from the stimulator as it adjusts to my new position. I am fairly optimistic at this point. The stimulator can provide me with some relief from the chronic back pain I have been experiencing, which has gotten worse during the pandemic. I am somewhat limited in what I can do for the next week while the trial is going on, since I am told not to bend, lift, or twist, or what they call BLT. The goal is to reduce my pain and reduce my dependence on pharmaceutical solutions to manage it. I am blessed with good doctors and Elmhurst Memorial Hospital, the number one large community hospital in the U.S., to help me. This weekend, we will publish the second episode of the Relaunch the Spread video series about the option markets. So far, we are getting a feel for the content and some new presentation styles, but what is lacking is the usual humor embedded into the content. Don't worry, we'll get our sense of humor back soon enough. CBOE Global Markets' new headquarters in the old post office building in Chicago is a finalist for the Architzer A+ Awards. Michael Smith of IEX has a post on their blog talking about how midpoint trading on IEX has improved since the introduction of the D-limit order type. The FIA Japan Commodity Committee has just released a summary of its recent activities and discussions. If you're interested in participating in their committee activities, please contact their chair at the FIAJ office. Symphony CEO Brad Levy will keynote at the Now You Can Festival to discuss the acceleration of low-code, no-code in financial markets. Register with a link in today's newsletter. Michael J. Walsh, Managing Director of Research and Public Policy at IncubeX, has a commentary on Medium titled, Part of the Climate Solution is Found in Our Past. Quantitative Brokers is now supporting CME's Bitcoin futures and micro Bitcoin futures. If you know someone interested in a Stack scholarship fund, there's a link in today's newsletter. Philip Capital has a new theme for their corporate brainstorming event, which is One Philip. To emphasize this, they are having soccer jerseys made up with the theme on them. Mine should be a double extra large tall if they're giving them away. There were no new donations to the JLN Markets Wiki Education GoFundMe campaign yesterday. The CME Group shared an update on their recent record of CME SOFR futures trading activity. Following last week's FOMC meeting, CME SOFR futures saw record volumes as participants managed positions across the short-term interest rates curve. 5-day ADV surged to 223,000 contracts, including record days of 275 contracts on June 16th, the FOMC day, and 340,000 contracts on June 18th. For more information on CME SOFR futures, you can find a link in today's newsletter. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. From FIA, Viewpoint, FIA Tech Grows Up by Walt Lukin. June is a month when millions of young people graduate and enter the next phase of their lives. Earlier this month, I attended my oldest son's high school graduation, and the experience filled me with both pride and trepidation. Watching this young man grow up has been the pride of my life. While I'm sad he's leaving home, he's off to Boston College in the fall, I know that big things await him and that his growth requires us to let him go off in the big world. I thought about this graduation analogy when FIA announced a major milestone in the development of FIA Tech, our subsidiary that provides technology services to the listed derivatives industry. My comment, FIA Tech got some big boy pants. Here's a story from Bloomberg. Hedge funds launch effort to boost image as DC scrutiny mounts. Trade Group unveils ad campaign targeted at Capitol Hill. New strategy represents a shift for secretive fund industry. Hedge funds have long stayed out of the political fray. Now, as lawmakers and regulators increasingly put the firms in their sights, the secretive industry is reversing course. The main hedge fund lobbying group, which represents 135 funds including Citadel, Elliott Management Corp, and Renaissance Technologies, is launching a multi-million dollar campaign Thursday to better explain to Washington what its members actually do. My comment, they have a lot of work to do on this. Stay away from we are doing God's work theme. It is already taken. Here's another story from Bloomberg. Phantom Goldman banker is bait in Swiss trader kidnapping trap. Trader once worth $96 million was held for 6 days near Paris. You were programmed to be killed, kidnappers told him. When Yami Rodrig got into the old, dirty-looking car parked on a quiet street in a western Paris suburb on a rainy evening in January 2015, he had an uneasy feeling something wasn't quite right. But then I told myself it can't be, the 63-year-old Geneva-based trader said in a Paris courtroom during the trial this month of his alleged kidnappers. That's how it started. My comment, wait, a Goldman banker is the phantom? Here's a story from CoinDesk. ASX boss says his DLT settlement system will be bigger than all of crypto market. We are moving $3 trillion of securities onto this system, and that is larger than the whole crypto world, says Stevens. The head of the Australian Securities Exchange has thrown down the gauntlet on cryptocurrency's $1.3 trillion market during a virtual technology summit. According to a report by the Australian Financial Review on Thursday, Dominic Stevens said his exchange's distributed ledger technology-based settlement system was set to handle more value than all public blockchains housing crypto. My comment, and I have some land in Florida for sale that would make a great water park. Here are the top three stories from Thursday's JLN. Our top story Thursday was the press release, Digital Asset Partners with NASDAQ to bring DAML to the NASDAQ Marketplace Services platform. Second was the Financial Times opinion piece from Jemima Kelly, why we shouldn't listen to crypto experts. Third was drought indicators in Western U.S. flash warnings of the big one from Bloomberg Green. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit Eurex.com to learn more about trading MSCI derivatives. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you are not already a John Lothian newsletter subscriber, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye.